This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Armenia and Azerbaijan have announced a third attempt to establish a ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, starting from 8 a.m. local time Monday. The announcement comes after two earlier Russia-brokered ceasefire agreements frayed immediately after taking force with both sides accusing each other of violations. The new agreement was announced Sunday night in a joint statement by governments of the United States, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since the war there ended in 1994. The latest fighting that began on September 27th has involved heavy artillery, rockets, and drones, and it's killed hundreds of people in 4 weeks. Chileans voted overwhelmingly Sunday to replace their dictatorship-era constitution. Yeah, that was a referendum today. Partial results have showed that vote is overwhelming. It's been enough to set off celebrations in the capital. The approve vote to throw out the constitution, seen as underpinning the nation's glaring inequalities, led by 77.5% to 20.5%, with over 19% of the votes counted. Horn-blaring cars circulated in the center of the capital, blaring their horns to celebrate victory for the approve campaign. That happened within minutes of polls closing. Crowds gathered near Plaza Italia, the epicenter of months of protests where the word rebirth was projected onto the city's Telefonica telecommunications tower. The full results of the referendum vote, of course, are still pending. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an easy-to-use app that you can download. VOA News. At least 100 people were held following violent weekend anti-government protests in the Angolan capital, Luanda. That's according to a senior government official's announcement on Sunday. Anti-riot police fired tear gas and beat protesters to break up the demonstrations that attracted around 2,000 people. Dozens of protesters, including journalists covering the demonstrations, were arrested. Salvador Rodriguez, an official with the Interior Ministry, said on state television that 103 people, including politicians from the largest opposition party, were detained. The demonstrations were staged to demand a new date for local government elections that were supposed to happen this year but have been delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement on Sunday, the main opposition party accused police of using excessive force to quell the protests and demanded unconditional release of all the people who were detained. Federal appellate court judge Amy Coney Barrett advanced another step Sunday to winning confirmation to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. The Senate voted to end Democrats' filibuster on her nomination, setting up a Monday night vote on her all but certain confirmation to the seat left vacant by the death last month of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The conservative Barrett would be President Donald Trump's third appointment to the court and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 majority. Barrett could be sworn in by Tuesday in time to hear any voting disputes related to Trump's November 3rd re-election bid against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Barrett could recuse herself from consideration of such cases since Mr. Trump appointed her to the court, but Barrett has declined to say at her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee whether or not she would recuse herself in that instance. She would likely be among the justices hearing a new challenge November 10th on whether to invalidate the country's Affordable Care Act, which Mr. Trump has sought to overturn. Barrett appears to have at least a 52-vote majority in the 100-member Senate for confirmation, all of them Republicans, and more if any Democrats vote in her favor. Pope Francis named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 under the age of 80. That means they'll be eligible to enter a conclave to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He will be the first African-American to hold the rank. He's 72 years old, so he will be able to weigh in on a new pope. Others in the group hail from Italy, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.